The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 28th of November, 2008. It's the birthday of the physicist and novelist Alan Lightman, born Memphis, Tennessee, 1948. He was a postdoctoral fellow in astrophysics at Cornell when he started publishing poems, became a professor at Harvard, then MIT, where he taught both physics and writing. Changed the curriculum at MIT so that students would have more humanities courses, and founded a collaborative theater program exploring science issues through drama, and started writing novels. His first one was short, poetic, a series of vignettes describing the dreams Einstein might have had while he was working on his special theory of relativity. It was called Einstein's Dreams, came out in 1993. It was an international bestseller. Wrote four more novels, all involving science: Good Benito, The Diagnosis, Reunion, and his most recent, Ghost. Today is the 100th birthday of the French anthropologist Claude Lévi-Strauss, born in Brussels, Belgium, 1908. Still alive on this day, his 100th birthday. Studied philosophy and law, got an offer to teach in Sao Paulo, Brazil, decided to go at the last minute, and there he went into the Amazon rainforest, met the indigenous people, started doing research on them, and realized that he actually wanted to be an anthropologist. Lived with various indigenous groups, tried to learn everything he could about their culture, and then started writing books, A World on the Wane and The Savage Mind, arguing that all people have the same capacity for intellectual thought, not just Europeans or Americans, not just people living in civilization, that all people have similar mental structures because all people want to structure the world to make order out of chaos. Wrote many more books, including his epic four-volume study called Mythologies, in which he took one myth and followed it from the southern tip of South America up through Central America, North America, and into the Arctic Circle. And it's the birthday of William Blake, London, 1757, who, when he was just 4 years old, told his parents that he saw God put his head in the window, and at the age of 9 said he saw a tree filled with angels. Went on to become a mystic, a poet, an artist who developed a process of illuminated engraving and made the pictures for his own books, Songs of Innocence and Songs of Experience, very popular when they came out towards the end of the 18th century. William Blake, who said, "For everything that lives is holy, life delights in life." Here's a poem for today by William Greenway entitled The History of Effects. The Bible was created by Bishop Usher in 4004 B.C. Then Galileo cooked the universe too long, and the earth, like a yoke, slipped off center, and everything began to wobble. Freud needed a reason to talk about sex, and Marx wrote a bestseller so he could retire rich. When the species started to hunt for their origin, they discovered Darwin. So now, the ears of corn put down tethers to the earth. Trees rake the wind into piles. The sun turns the world like a ballerina, the way a magnet whirls a rotor. Silence squelches the radios, and darkness the bulbs. Automobiles are invented to reach the malls, and choppers to haul body bags. And animals come to live with us to quench our loneliness and nourish our hunger. We've begun to love the people who need us as dandruff rises from sweaters to infect our hair, and parachutes are the white flags of suicides that fail. a poem by William Greenway, The History of Effects, from his collection How the Dead Bury the Dead, published by the University of Akron Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.